Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Switch podcast. This is episode 566. I'm producer Gerald, and as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Hello.
Good morning, or afternoon, hello. Good night.
It's nighttime, but you didn't have to let them know.
Yeah.
You could have kept it secret.
Well, good morning to the ones who listen in the morning.
And good night to you sleepyheads.
Yes.
Now, before we get rolling, we did something a little different last week.
Yeah.
It was really more of a mishap, and it still allowed us to get a show out, but I was not on speed or cocaine or high amounts of caffeine last week. That's just how it worked out in order for us to still be able to recover the episode. And so
it was an editing thing. So the program I use had added a new feature on there to where it's supposed to get rid of the quiet time, I guess, when no one's talking, and it basically jumped everything, like squished it all together.
Right. So I barely even took a breath last week.
Yeah. You were going super quick.
Yeah. And you know, I listened to it beforehand, not all of it, but, some of it. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I feel like it made it more condensed, but maybe it did lose some of the normal cadence of the show and definitely some of my cadence.
Mm-hmm.
So, just wanted to address that. I wasn't ultra hype last week. That's just how it made me sound.
Right. And I won't do it again.
Remember that Mr. Caffeine guy? No. Oh, yeah. You should look him up sometime, but that's how I sounded.
Okay.
Yeah. So just real hype. That's all. Mm-hmm. It'd be like that sometimes.
It does. So how was your week?
It was all right. A lot of work. The weather is up and down. It's kind of was all right last week. It settled on cold this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that so much. Work is in a weird spot where it's kind of slowed down, but there's a lot of things that we were, what's the right word? There's a lot of things that we still need to catch up on.
Yeah.
And so the slower time is allowing us to try to finish up some of the projects that have been lingering on too long and, just do with some paperwork stuff they've been waiting on. So even though it's slowed down, it's remained pretty steady. And then that's really it. I didn't do anything exciting. I didn't buy anything video game related for Black Friday.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, did you partake in the Black Friday sales?
I bought a couple things. In a moment of weakness, I bought a different 3D printer.
Hmm.
That I absolutely don't need. Hey, hold on one second. Actually, you talk.
Okay.
Give me a second.
So I did partake in a lot of Black Friday shopping. Marcia, so my wife did. She bought me a bunch of Lego and some other stuff that I've been wanting. And then I also bought some Christmas gifts for people. There was a lot of sales going on Amazon and Lego store and some other websites that I frequently shop at to buy some gifts. Like the Black Friday sales are still going on over the weekend, and we have also the Cyber Monday coming up. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on Amazon. Some of the other websites will have some Black Friday sales. Let us know if you guys got anything or during the, I say, well, if you see any sales coming up throughout the December, because a lot of times stuff will come up on December on the weekends. I definitely let us know that too.
Sorry, I had an issue that wasn't really an issue.
Yeah.
So I, in a moment of weakness, I bought a 3D printer.
Right.
I don't need it. I have a 3D printer. I have two. So I have like your traditional printer, and then I have the resin printer.
Mm-hmm.
I bought another resin printer. And so I got a super good deal on it, but I assume that I'm going to sell it.
Gotcha.
I could sell it fairly cheap and still make a little bit of a profit on it. And I don't know if I bought it cheap thinking I was going to resell it to somebody or if I was going to keep it for myself. It was such a good deal. And I'll tell you what got me is it said one in stock.
Mm.
And so I was like, I don't have time to think about it. I don't have the time to text you or friend of the show, Marshall 205. Like, I don't have time for anything. The only time I had was to hit
buy now.
Yeah. So I did. I bought it. So I got the printer. And I got the wash station to go with it because the resin has to be washed and cured after.
Hmm.
So I got a matching set. They just had one of each. And I mean, I already have both things. I already have that, not that printer, but the same size and style printer and the wash and cure station. So I don't print enough, nor do I think I ever will, that I would need two side by side like that.
Is this one better than the one you have?
I think it's pretty comparable. You know, I don't think it's so drastically better that I would sell the one that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because I'm sort of familiar with the one I have. So,
right. You've already got it tuned in and.
Yeah. To learn another one just for what in just reading them. Now, maybe if I took a deep dive into the specs, I would find a pro, you know, I could do a pro and con list, but I just think this one's new in the box and I'll just leave it that way.
Yeah.
And so I guess once this comes in, I'll look everything over. I'll see if you guys are interested. And if not, I'll just pop it on eBay. But I really don't. I mean, I don't know what happened. I just got weak is all I could say. I also ordered the laser engraver cutters that'll cut, you know, thin wood, acrylic, things like that, and also engrave. I've wanted one of those for a while. I caught it on a really good deal. I think it's normally $3.99, and I got it for $70.
Damn, that's great.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I need some accessories with it to make it kind of safe to use in my office because you don't want to breathe that in. So I'd like to have like an exhaust fan for it and an enclosure so it doesn't accidentally burn my building down.
One of the YouTube channels I follow, it's like a tech one, and it had like a laser printer engraver on there. Yeah. Nothing was badass. I was like, man, I want one of those, but it was like $899 or something. Yeah.
I'd love to have like a Glowforge or something like that. This is not. It's a good brand. It's I would say an entry to mid tier laser cutter though. It's definitely not a high end one, but it definitely was $70 also.
Hey, so you can't beat that.
No. And then the most ridiculous thing I bought all these from the same website. The most ridiculous thing I bought was a desktop, like a little bitty, the size of like a, maybe, I don't know. It's not quite the size, like as long as a shoebox, but maybe half the size of a shoebox. But it's a little table saw, like a table saw, but a tiny one that takes like a small disc. I think it's a 4-inch blade on it. So it's relatively small, but it's for like crafts and stuff. So you don't have to go out to a big saw, but you have a little saw blade where you can cut. Just smaller things. I feel like I'm constantly doing something or rigging something up where I need to cut something small.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bitty guy. I think it's normally like $80 and I think I got it for like 30. Yeah, it's like those. It's not even that big, I don't think. You see this one down here at the very bottom that says Microlux Mini.
Okay, let me go back.
You're right there, all the way to the left. It's like that one. Actually, if you want to see it, go to Amazon and then type in, you guys can search at home too.
Mm-hmm.
I think type like a desk, small saw. It's something weird like this that'll pull it up. Scroll down.
Is that not it right here?
It's similar to that, but no. It's not even as big as that one you just scroll by, but anyways, it's like that same idea. It's like a little bitty table saw, but it's tiny. It's not even as nice as the ones you're looking at. That's kind of like that red one, but it's not red, but it's kind of like that one.
Okay.
It had a decent rating. I think it was like a 4.1 on Amazon, but anyways, I got it for like $30 or something like that.
So do you have like a little list on your Amazon that you like watch it and see if stuff goes on sale?
No, I bought these all from the place that used to be the $5 store.
Oh, okay.
I bought it all from their website. So they're 50% off at retail, and then they had an additional 35% off the marked price.
Okay.
On everything. And so I just got it off of there. Didn't need it, but I thought it would be one of those things I probably would use pretty often. And I think I will use it. The 3D printer is the thing I just shouldn't have bought. Should not have bought that, but it's okay.
Well, if you end up selling it, you'll at least make some money off of it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get rich off of it, but it would be impossible for me to lose money.
Yeah.
I mean, I checked on eBay and I could clear a decent profit on eBay just by relisting them. So we'll see what happens with it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was such a good deal that I like panicked.
Yeah.
And that FOMO, that only one in stock, got me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever had that one. I've seen that a few times, like one in stock, but I've never like pulled the trigger.
So their website is janky, and their additional 35% went in effect at midnight. Mm. So I'd added some stuff to the cart, and their app doesn't really show. I mean, it doesn't show the quantities or anything. And I was just messing around on the computer, and I jumped over there on the computer instead of the app just to see what all on a big screen, what all they had. And then I realized on the computer version, it says like, you know, two in stock, one in stock, whatever. It just like says if it's low. And so I clicked on a couple of things I'd added to the cart, and that one said one in stock. And I kind of panicked a little bit because mm-hmm. I'd planned on just checking around to see if anybody that I know either wants a printer or has one or wants a different one or better one, wanted one. And then it was like 10 minutes till it was almost midnight. I had been playing with Howard, and he got off right before, and I kind of saw it, and I just ordered it.
Yeah.
So now I got to figure out what to do with it once it comes in. I got part of it already. It's brand new, so I assume the other one's brand new. They're both marked as brand new and sealed.
Well, if the other part comes in unsealed and new, that'll be a steal.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll see. But yeah, that's all I bought, and nothing video game related.
So I did buy some Lego. Barnes & Noble had a limited edition set. So I bought a set that I'm going to return, but just because I wanted the limited edition set, which I know is crazy, but.
Can you return it and keep the other?
Yeah.
And they don't throw a fit?
No. Well, I'm not going to return to Barnes & Noble. I'll just go to another store and return it.
Gotcha. So a little trickery.
Yeah.
A little sleight of hand.
Yeah. And it's weird because normally Barnes & Noble doesn't do that.
They don't usually do the limited?
Yeah, they don't. It's usually like Target will have a limited edition. This is the, got it up.
Oh, yeah, it's cute. Oh, it actually says only at Barnes & Noble on it.
Mm-hmm.
By the fireplace set 648-7475.
Yeah. It's pretty much nothing, but I've seen on eBay people selling for already like $50, $40. So you know that's going to be one is going to be down the road.
Now, is this a set you'll keep or will you?
Oh, no, yeah, I'll keep this one.
You won't flip it?
Yeah, no, I won't flip that one.
It's a super basic set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nothing special. It's part of the little diorama. They're going with these dioramas now.
Yeah. I can't be on the TikToks without seeing the Avengers Tower.
Oh, yeah, because that just released.
It's huge.
It is.
It's so big. It looks great if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're doing the like Avengers stuff, the Marvel stuff, it looks awesome. But it's huge.
Yeah, I will probably end up getting that.
What's the price on that bad boy?
$500.
Woo.
$499.
You have to come into some money to make that happen.
Yeah, but I think it'll go on sale at the next year.
Yeah, it's a big boy.
Because I don't think it's gonna sell out, so I think it'll go down, it'll drop.
What's the price for you?
$399.
$400.
I was scooped up for $399.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of the Marvel stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be a shame not to have that then.
Yeah, the bigger sets. I have Thor's hammer, the Hulkbuster, the Black Panther bust. I don't have any of the buildings. Like I want the Marvel Sanctorium is Doctor Strange's thing or his little building that it'll go with my modular sets. It doesn't go on sale. And so I need it to go on sale before I buy it. And this is the that set. Got it pulled up.
Oh yeah, it looks good.
So that'll go with the modular with the buildings.
Yeah.
Just like that I'm debating on the Daily Bugle.
The Daily Bugle looks good.
See, I don't like it.
I think it looks good. You know, the one guy that's always popping up, I think you see him on YouTube, but I see him on TikTok. It's the same guy that has the full city build down there in his basement.
Yeah.
He has them all set up in the modular scene, and they look really good together.
Mm-hmm.
He just put in, you know, he had a custom Avengers Tower. He just took it out and put in the actual official one.
Yeah.
It's big. It's a big boy.
Yeah, so here's all the
newer ones. They're not over the top.
Mm-mm.
With the exception of the Bugle's got a lot of chaos happening.
Yeah, see, I think it's too much for the Bugle.
Yeah, it's got a lot happening.
But I only have the middle one. I have the police station. The one on the far end of that one, the library just released. So I'll be getting that one soon. But my wife bought me a bunch of stuff, Lego, for Christmas. I wasn't allowed to buy anything except for that one Barnes & Noble set, which I said I'm just returning it. Because you had to pay it $75, and it had a bunch of stuff for like $70 and stuff for like $74.99, and $74.99 didn't work with it. So I had to find something that was $80 basically to get the free set.
Yeah. That's on purpose.
Yeah.
They want you to buy two things.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You buy anything else? Just Lego?
Just some random stuff here and there for the house that were just on sale.
Does the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday, do they like compel you? Like you feel like you have to buy something?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Like I bought junk. I've wanted a laser cutter for a while, or you know, whatever you want to call that. I've wanted one of those for a while. That's not necessarily the one I wanted, but for the price, again, I'm good with it. But obviously I didn't need a 3D printer, and I also did not need a miniature table saw.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that FOMO of like, I didn't get anything at all on Black Friday is weird too.
Right.
And I wish I didn't feel that way. I really do.
Now for years, I mean, I figured out it was 25 years. I worked Black Friday. So 25 years in a row, I worked on a Black Friday, and I probably went shopping maybe four or five of those where I actually went to the store and bought something. And it's usually during the day or like before, like a special, back when I was doing shoes, a shoe would release on Black Friday or a game or a system, something, I'd run and grab it. But that was only maybe like five times.
So I miss like a true Black Friday the way it used to be, where you would like actually go line up at a store. And like, I like to go put myself in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like the people watch. I like all the chaos that's happening. I like people trying to save $20 and it's chaos. And, I'd like to buy something too, just to like have experienced it. But you know, it all shifted now. And like Black Friday starts Thursday evening, and it's also online for a week before now.
Yep.
And so it is just not the same thing. And so I don't physically go anywhere anymore, and I do miss that. And there's a lot of good deals, but I feel like there's sales so often that I'm almost, I don't even know what the right word is, but I'm unimpressed a lot with like the pricing I see on things.
Mm-hmm.
Like even something like $10 off, I feel like all the time.
Even though there's a video game podcast, even though video games, I mean,
yeah,
the same places are doing the same thing. 2 for 1, buy 2, get 1 free.
Mm-hmm.
10% off, which your thing is, it's something they run all year round.
Well, I just look at a game that's like $10 off, and I'm like, I'm pretty confident I could find God of War for $10 off anytime.
Yeah.
Like if I just look on enough places, if I just go to Google and type in God of War Ragnarok and then hit the shopping tab, I'll see it $10 off just randomly somewhere.
And then there's like add-ons you can add on to your browser that will do that for you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if a certain thing goes at a certain price.
I'm kind of like desensitized to all this. Everything's always on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, I just feel like the deals used to be better. There used to be those things where you're like, it was worth somebody getting stabbed or you stabbing somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have like a TV for like $12 or something. You'd be like, hey, we'll just have to roll the dice. And you know, the store only got one. There's 300 people in line for it.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't that anymore. Like, you could go out, I'm confident. So today is Saturday. We're recording a little bit early because there's a home Titans game tomorrow. I'm confident that you could go out tomorrow and still get stuff from Black Friday. There's still stuff on the shelf.
Yeah, if you wanted a TV, you can get the TV, washer and dryer. Correct.
I believe you could go get any TVs that were on sale, minus the doorbuster if they had maybe something crazy like that. I bet you could go get them, and I bet the doorbuster's still available online.
Yep. And then even game systems. I mean, game systems are still on sale today.
Yeah. Oh, I did forget one thing that could be video game related, but it's not. I bought a portable monitor also.
Ooh.
You've seen those, the little fold-ups. They look like a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you flip them around, they stand up, and you can plug them in. I'm actually going to use it as a second monitor for my computer.
Okay.
For work, it's normally $129, and they had it for $35.
Oh, my God.
It was their doorbuster. And it popped up. I purchased it, and then I went back like 20 minutes later because I thought about getting a second one,
mm-hmm.
and they were sold out. So they went super quick. But you could hook that up to, you know, if you want to play a PS5 or whatever, you could hook it up to whatever you wanted, but I'm just going to use it on my desk. It's a little like, I think it's like a 16:9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have an iMac, and so I'll just put it on the desk next to it, and it'll allow me to have that second screen. A lot of times I just need like an old document pulled up or a picture of something pulled up, and I don't need it in the way of what I'm doing. And so I just have one big, like 27-inch screen or something, and I could use another. So I bought that as well. There was two separate purchases. So that I forgot about it.
I almost bought this thing. It goes over your laptop and it slides out and there's two monitors on the side.
I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw there was $100 off of it, but not enough for me to buy it.
Yeah. I've wanted a portable monitor for a long time, but wouldn't spend the money, but that felt too cheap to not. For that price. I mean, you could say I was playing games on it, and that's why I got it.
Now, one of our friends bought an Xbox.
Yeah, friend of the show, Pat, man.
Yes.
Now here's we need to have a conversation. We do this multiplayer madness, which consists of you, friend of the show, Marshall 205, and friend of the show, Pat, man, mm-hmm. and myself. There's four of us. You are now the only reason we can't play Xbox games during that.
Yes.
Because now Patman has one.
Yes.
And Game Pass opens up an array of multiplayer options that we don't have on PS5.
Mm-hmm.
But when the idea of you getting one was brought up, it was an instant no.
Instant no.
Didn't even think about it.
Nope.
You weren't like, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it. You're like, hell to the no. Don't talk about it anymore. You're just against it.
I don't need it.
Well, no one needs it. That's not fair.
I have other systems that I need to play games on.
Yeah, but you could also need to play games on that one.
Well, I had a 360 and I barely, like, it sat there for like a year without me playing it. And I still have it sitting over here. I haven't touched it.
But you didn't have Game Pass then. And there has never been a service more tailored to your cheap ass than Game Pass. It's made for someone like you.
Right, but it's also on my PlayStation. I have so many games I haven't even touched that I want to play.
But Game Pass is superior to anything, any service like PlayStation Plus offers.
Most of the games I want to play are on PlayStation. There's very few games on Game Pass that I want to play.
So the multi-platform stuff is everywhere.
But the multiplayer games
you could be balls deep in Starfield right now.
I mean, I could.
Don't tell me you don't want to play Starfield.
Yeah.
Bethesda, Space.
It's from listening to my coworkers talk about it. It's dropped like my wanting to play it.
You know what's weird? I was thinking about this the other day, unrelated to video games, but like you'll just like take someone's word on it, even though people have a completely different taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody told me the other day that they didn't like it was about a song or something. They're like, that whole album sucks. And then I was talking to someone else in a completely unrelated time, and they brought up that person, and I said, I heard his whole album sucks. I mean, I heard it from one dude,
mm-hmm.
and it's just his opinion, but I'm out here repeating it like it's the gospel, because I don't have an opinion either way.
Right.
So I've just adopted someone else's, like, it's just weird how you'll just, if you're not, like, into something, if you don't have an opinion on something and someone says something, you'll just repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, as like humanity, we have to do a better job being like, who said it sucks? Because you've got to break people of the habit.
Right, or why?
Like, yeah, someone should break me of like, I mean, the guy who told me could, I mean, he's probably a dumbass. He's a friend of mine, but I mean, he probably doesn't know. He just doesn't like that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like you and John Cena. So he's out here just being like, he sucks. It's all his music sucks. Right. And then I'm out here like, he sucks. And I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I heard from a buddy of mine. It's not really the same. So what I'm saying is the guy you work with doesn't know.
The guys. I mean, there's four of them that play.
They don't like it. You might love it.
No, they all liked it. And then now they're done with it.
Loved. What's that shitty survival game that was glitched out for me?
Oh,
Stranded Deep.
Stranded Deep. Yeah.
I was going to say Deep Impact. I'm out here just telling people that's shitty.
Yeah.
Is it fair that I say that game sucks? Probably not. It didn't work for me.
Was it your game?
Yeah. I think it's important to remember that when someone is like, hey, that's not good. Maybe don't let that persuade you from not enjoying that thing unless you know that other person's taste is the same as yours.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I feel like you and I are, for the most part, usually pretty similar. And if I like it, usually I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
There's some exceptions, but for the most part, like especially the more weird stuff I play, the simulation stuff, like I'm usually pretty confident if I like it, you'll like it. Like I felt like you were going to enjoy Dredge. You know, Marshall 205 plays different games than me. Just because I like it definitely doesn't mean he'll like it. And he likes things I definitely don't like.
Yeah.
And so if he tells me something sucks, I know that I might should still check it out. Because I, you know, when you think about the source, he likes different things than I do. You know, friend of the show, Padman, has a pretty good gauge of what I like. If he says, I think you'll like this, he's usually right.
He plays pretty much almost anything. He's very, very diverse. He's
open-minded.
Yeah.
He'll play... It's rare that he just isn't willing to play something.
Yeah, he'll try any game out once.
Yeah. Yeah. He is... I wish I was more like him. The problem is there's things I just don't enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't enjoy a first-person shooter. And I just don't... I don't think I'm going to. And he's open-minded enough that even if he thinks he won't enjoy it, he still plays it. So
yeah,
that's a great trait to have.
It is.
Let's just transition to what we've been playing, because I don't have a lot to talk about. We jump back into It Takes Two on PS5. Me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, are working through that one. We played more of that. I played some Speedstorm on the Portal this afternoon. That Portal is interesting.
Yeah.
There's something about the fact that my controller is so far apart from itself that it makes my brain overcorrect, I think.
Your hands like holding it or something?
Yeah.
Or?
So when you hold it, you know, so when you think about Speedstorm, it's like R2 is your gas and then L2 is like drift.
Yeah.
But when you're holding that controller, because it feels differently, even though it's the same controller,
mm-hmm.
I have to think about it. Kind of like when I try to use the DualSense Edge, because that controller feels different, I have to think about it, even though the buttons are the same.
Yeah.
And I find that when I have to think about something, I'm not as good at it. And so I definitely felt exposed on Speedstorm. I did probably 8 or 9 races today, and I didn't win them all. Previously I had been winning, but now getting up in the higher levels of Speedstorm, because in Chapter 9, you're only a few levels ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely came in second and third today. And so that was an adjustment. I don't know if it's because I was on there or if I just am a little rusty because I haven't been playing it as much. But I really like that Portal, but I have just got to break through and get used to that controller.
So like the Switch. So I have the regular Switch that you can take mm-hmm. the Joy-Cons off.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy it, it comes with that little controller. You can makeshift controller. You can stuff. I try playing with that. I can't do it.
Because it just feels wrong.
Yeah, and I've tried playing without on the controller, like with on the Switch, like just taking the Joy-Cons off and then just putting the Switch there and just using the controller. I can't do it. I have to be connected to
And it's the same thing, right? The buttons are the same.
Yeah, the buttons are the same. I just cannot.
That's what happens with the Portal. But the weird thing is I could take the Switch, I can take the Joy-Cons off, just hold them in my hand. I can put them in that other thing. Like, I'm fine.
See, I can't do that.
But something about that Portal, and I think it's because I spend so much time with the PlayStation, I'm just like, doesn't feel right. So I hope to break through that. But anyways, played some Speedstorm. We didn't play Rocket League because friend of the show, Marshall 205, is banned once again. Yep. And so when he gets his ban over, we'll probably play that a little more. But he pulled it himself and got a little too chatty in chat. Mm-hmm. Got banned. He gets aggressive sometimes when people are assholes. He takes the bait. They bait him in, and then he loses it, and they report him.
Just stop chatting.
Yeah, we've tried.
I'd never chat.
You could tell him now. Like, I'll give you, if you want to give him 15 seconds on why he should stop chatting. But he's not going to listen.
Oh, no, he won't.
No. It'd just be wasting your breath, because I've tried with him. I might just turn it off. You won't see it. It's not going to happen. He likes it. Mm-hmm. He likes the chaos. He likes the drama. He likes it. So no Rocket League for us. And then on Xbox, we've just been playing a ton of Party Animals. Super fun.
Right. Did you get a friend of the show, Patman, to join too?
No. So we actually, I didn't play last night.
Okay. And he got the system yesterday.
Yeah. I was a little tired and just didn't, I just put a YouTube on and let it ride and relax a little bit. That is it for me. That's all I played.
Okay. So with me, I didn't play no Switch, nothing on the Switch. I played maybe 3 races on Disney Speedstorm.
Are you feeling the burnout of that, or you just didn't have time?
Just the time.
Because, see, I still believe that the season's run too long. Like, I'm tired of racing the Aladdin track.
Well, I'm stuck on, I can't progress the season because, you know, I'm only level 25. So I think it's level 8. I think I got the first race in, and that's it. I can't beat the next race. I'm just not good enough. And then the challenges, I don't play it enough to really do the challenges. Also been playing Star Trek Online to jump back into that.
That's weird.
They added a bunch of new missions, like stories. And I wanted to play. I wanted to see, like, hear out the story.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and there's like 4 new story missions, and so, well, I would say story arcs. I would say there's anywhere from like 7 to 20 missions each one.
Did you have any problem jumping back in for as long as it's been?
Yeah, just a little bit to kind of remember what I was doing.
Yeah. Are you going to stick with it, or are you just going to do what's new and then bounce back out?
I'll probably just do the new stuff and then stop.
Yeah.
And plus, I have a house guest, and he's into that also, so he kind of watches me play it.
Now, he plays WoW, right?
Yeah, WoW, Diablo, and Baldur's Gate 3.
Now, for the show, Marshall 205, he's got back into WoW, too.
Oh.
So there's a lot of WoW happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play back in the day also. He's got back into it. He's bought himself a new monitor. So I feel like he's really committed to WoW.
Yeah.
Would you ever play WoW?
I did not like it.
How long ago, though?
Years ago.
See, I played it for like 30 minutes one time. I never gave it a fair shake.
I got about 4 hours in.
But I wonder if I could dive in now this deep with no history and even enjoy it.
Maybe. Because they fixed a lot of stuff that was bad for in the beginning. Kind of like a No Man's Sky. Like, if someone jumped into No Man's Sky now, it's
so great. Even then, which was a long time ago, I mean, they're re-releasing things now that were just now coming out when I tried it.
Mm.
And I remember being like, I just think I missed the boat. Like, I think I'm too far gone. So I can't imagine jumping in now with no history.
Plus, I don't like that style of game either. I don't want to.
The MMO?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would try it, but I just don't. I know that I'm not going to give it the time it requires or deserves.
Yeah. So also, played, let's say that what else have I played oh my God, Fallout 76. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of Fallout 76.
Still enjoying yourself in there?
Well, now that I can have my base and then just running around doing stuff, to trying to get back into it a little bit, just to get something, just to get gaming in. Because I can't really do some of the story games I want to, because I have a house guest and he likes to hang out and watch me play. And some things I need to, it's loud, so I have to put my earbuds in. I can't just play it on the TV because the way certain things are just way too loud.
Yeah.
But then the language and stuff like that, my wife is usually on her phone or something. And our house is small. You can kind of, if you're in one room, you can hear somebody else in the other room. And then I've been playing New Era Football on the Quest.
Oh, yeah. The Pro Era.
Or Pro Era. Yeah, Pro Era Football.
I did the same Quest thing last week. New Era is the hat.
Yeah. Pro Era Football on the Quest.
Yeah, same. So tell me your thoughts on that one. I have that game.
So I am 10-2 right now.
So I'm in the playoffs.
So I'm 12 games in.
Yeah, I'm in the first round of the playoffs is where I'm at.
But you're playing two, right?
No, I'm playing the one you're playing.
You're playing one, okay.
Yeah. So I bought that one because I was dumb and didn't read that two was getting ready to come out. So I bought it right before two came out. Then they put it on the freaking Meta Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it. Could have got it for free. Anyways, yeah, I'm same game. Say I'm doing exactly the same thing you are. Just I assume you're on the Falcons and I'm on the Titans.
Hey, for sure.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, I like it. I didn't want to say, man, maybe I can play another game in like 15 minutes. I can get another game in for 15 minutes.
So it's for sure janky.
It is. Yeah. I've my two games I lost because of it. Well, one game I lost because it was janky. The second game was bullshit.
Hey, I got drilled. I think I've lost two as well. I lost two. I think I'm in the playoffs. I might have lost one. I got drilled. I lost two. The Commanders of all teams.
Mm.
And when I say they destroyed me, I mean from the freaking jump, I was behind. They picked me. I never get picked in that game.
Oh, I get picked all the time.
Dude, they tore me up. So that was bullshit. I mean, they just straight beat me. The other game... the game will kick a field goal when you need to go for it.
Right. Or you want to go for it.
A situation where I needed to go for it.
Or if you want to go for it, it'll do it automatically.
Yeah. I needed to go for it. There wasn't enough time, you know, cause when it turns it back over to them, they may take 5 minutes off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in a situation where it was fourth down and I was in like the 10. I needed to go for it. There wasn't going to be enough time when I got the ball back and the game automatically kicked a field goal and I lost that game, which was unfortunate and pissed me off. The other one, like I said, I just got blown out, but that game is janky and I don't even seem to care.
English on me, I was playing the Rams. I was trying to come back. And if I would tie it, we went to overtime. So I'm marching down the field, maybe on the 30-yard line, and I throw the ball. Incomplete pass. I try to get the ball back. You know, you have to pull your arm up to look at the play.
Yeah.
It glitched. So I couldn't see anything. I couldn't pick anything. The time is running out. And I'm like, wait a minute. I only have like 20 seconds. And nope, time just runs out. And I could not do anything. Couldn't call a timeout. Nothing.
I've had that happen before, but never in that situation. And it just cues the delay of game.
And then the second game I lost is because my guy fumbled in the first series, fumbled. So they scored. I fumbled. They scored again. I was able to catch back up a little bit. And then I'm trying to drive. And then wide receiver's running down the field, 40, 50 yards, gets tackled and fumbles the ball. I'm like, what the hell?
Are ridiculous in that game.
I'm like, you fumbled? What the hell? You doing fumbling the ball?
There doesn't appear to be like any real stats. Mm-hmm. The players don't even look like who they are.
No.
That game is ridiculous. And I'm telling you, when you're in it, makes no difference.
Now, do you sit or do you stand?
Oh, I stand.
I sat the first couple games and I was like, man, and because they're sitting, you're sitting lower than the players.
I'm paying to get snaps.
So you're sitting lower than the players, so you can't see over them. Somehow I'm running out all the time.
That's what it feels like to be Russell Wilson.
Yeah, to try to run. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to stand up stretch my knee out. And I stood up and it made a whole difference. Like you seem like you're about a foot taller than every other player.
Dude, I'm bending at the knees. I'm taking snaps.
Oh, you're doing the whole knee thing?
Oh yeah, I'm taking snaps, and then I twist the body with the drop back.
I don't twist the body. I just move the controller and just move it back.
Yeah, so when I first started playing, I did that, right? It would snap it. It moves you back automatically, and I would just stay stationary. When I started taking the drop, I don't drop back, but I take the snap, and then I turn my body. Dude, my completion percentage and my accuracy went through the roof.
Oh, I didn't think it took your body.
I feel more, like the throw feels better. Like when I turn, I make better throws. I throw to the receiver.
So you throw like a real quarterback would.
Yeah, so when I first started playing, sometimes I would go to throw to a guy and it would throw to somebody else. Have you had that happen?
Oh, that, or they won't even lock on the person you're trying to throw it to. It
doesn't happen at all now that I adjust my body. Huh. Like I turn, my head is right, my arm, my motion is good. Dude, it's made all the difference in the world.
I mean, because I'm sitting there just throwing it like just
side arm. How I played it first. So you're probably like a 3 on your commitment level. I'm probably like a 6. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, is a 9.5.
Oh, shoot.
He calls the plays after the coach comes through his headset. Uh-huh. Now, just so you know, as a listener, if you haven't played, that makes no difference at all.
I know.
They can't hear you. It doesn't register it.
And Is he wearing a jersey?
Oh, I assume so.
Yeah, I would say.
You know, so the coach comes through and he's like, 32 blue, whatever, Mohawk. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because we've been on the headset playing at the same time. And then I hear him over there. He's like, 32 blue Mohawk on 3. He does the whole thing, and then he'll snap it like on his count.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the button on the count, on the fake count that he gave the people that can't hear him.
Wow,
he's all the way in. Which I think that's what you got to do. The mm-hmm. game is good at making me feel immersed. And at first, I was outraged that you had to stand on the sidelines and watch at least the kickoff.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, in some of the later games when I had plenty of time and I wasn't rushed, I would watch like a whole series. It's kind of neat to watch.
Yeah, I watch and sometimes I can get a drink. I can sit down and relax a little bit before I stand back up. I am having fun with it. And then I saw that new era, pro era football 2 is demo for the PlayStation.
Oh, interesting. I want to get it, but I want to win the Super Bowl first. I'm not going to buy it till I win the Super Bowl. Now we just got Walkabout Mini Golf. If you're interested in that, I'll send you the discount code.
Okay. And I just got a code. Did you get the holiday code from them?
The Black Friday,
the 45% off,
up to 40% off for anything that was on the Black Friday list is what I got.
Yeah. 40% off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I got the Walkabout Mini Golf.
Okay. Need to use it before November 28.
So you're better off to use that code than you already use my 25%.
Okay.
It makes the game $9. But it looks fun. But, you know, you ever have your, like, after the play's over, your linemen's, whenever you're fourth down, third down, they'll just run off the field and right through the, like, stands.
Yeah, they just run, just keep on running over. They're just like, chaos. Where are you going? Yeah. Like, where are you going?
That game does all kinds of silly stuff, but it doesn't matter because I'm telling you, when you're in it and you see, like, you see the edge rusher coming at you
mm-hmm.
and you're going across there and you're like, I can't throw across my body because I don't want to throw a pick, and you're looking downfield and he doesn't have his guy beat. So it gets you a little hype.
Yeah, now, that you're on the TikToks, right?
Yeah.
So I know you've probably seen football highlights.
Yeah.
Do you see the one where the quarterback was running and Aaron Donald from the Rams comes run up and he's like, "Oh shit!" And he hurries and throws the ball.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's like a little clip of the quarterback. I forgot what team he was on. He's like running back, and all of a sudden, Aaron Donald is like the defense player of the year, whatever.
Yeah.
For our listeners who don't know, he's big dude, comes full on, there's nobody blocking him, just straight. And the guy's like, oh shit, I had that happen to me. I'm playing here. I can see 99 coming right through. And I'm like, oh shit.
Free rusher.
I had the same thought. I just launched it.
Yeah, the game does a good job of that. Now, one complaint I have, you move way too slow as the quarterback.
Yes.
You ever do like a draw, like a quarterback draw? You're too slow. I can never make it past the line of scrimmage.
No, I can do pretty good on the draw.
Dude, can you run in that game?
Yeah.
How?
The controller, the joysticks, you move the joysticks and you press the trigger.
Oh, I think I'm
the bottom, walking. the middle finger trigger.
I think I'm walking. I've never run.
No, middle finger trigger will let you run. But so I use that on my left hand. So I control my body and my run with the left hand. And I throw with the right.
Yeah, so I can run, but it's just like a walk.
No, you can run. It just, you know, middle finger trigger will allow you to run.
Oh, game's changing for me because so many times I want to sneak it. So, also, I'll tell you another thing that's bullshit about that game is it'll want me to hand it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it right. I'm on the goal line. I got Derrick Henry. But I'm playing for stats.
Right.
You know, I'm playing for the trophy room in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need the TD touches.
So, I've got the four touchdown, the three touchdown. I got the 300-yard game.
Yeah. So then I audible out, but I'm up, I'm under center on goal line. And I mean, the dropback's not good enough.
You got audible.
Yeah, but I audible out, it's not good enough. I need to audible to shotgun, and you can't audible to shotgun once you're up under center.
Most of the time, I got, because I have a crappy running back. Well, I don't say he's not crappy, but in the game, he only gets like 3 yards or 2 yards.
Yeah, that's most all the running backs in the game, I think. Every now and then, Henry will break one, but it's rare. The audibles, which it took me forever to figure that out. I think for the show March 205 figured it out because you can't audible until
you're like, on you're the line. Then you have to and then scroll.
70% of the time when I'm audible and out, I click audible and then I look back to see the play and there's no play on my wrist. And so I just have to try to remember what anyone's doing. Yeah.
And also glitchy. Sometimes the players, like you'll see the play where the patterns that they're throwing or running, they don't even run the pattern that it's on the play.
Yeah, I see that too. I will say there's a couple clutch receivers that if I can get it even in the region, they always catch it.
Yeah, I have my tight end, Kyle Pitts. If I throw anywhere near him, he's catching a ball.
And the crazy thing is it's not even necessarily your best receivers on the Titans that are like that. Mm-hmm. It's Westbrook Akine. Dude, if it's remotely near him, he pulls everything down. He's unstoppable. That's why I don't think the game actually carries any stats for players. But as janky as everything is, I'm telling you, if you strap the headset on and you jump in that game, you won't care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It's so good. I played more Angry Birds too on VR.
Okay.
I'm working through it.
I haven't touched it. I was going to try to play the game Demio, but I couldn't figure out how to start single player. Play myself.
Yeah, you just jump in there. There's multiplayer, and then I think it's single player, and then you just click your book and hit start.
Okay. So I was going to try to practice for that before we got back in there. All right, so let's jump into some news. I got a couple of things.
Yep.
Some will be more quick, some will be a little bit longer. Share my screen to you. Just some cool things I thought was pretty neat. The game Starfield, we were talking about earlier, has its own merch. And it's a bed set.
It looks pillows. Good.
And I
dig it.
Yeah, and I did not know Bethesda has its own merch store. It has all the stuff you can get on there.
Yeah, I've been through it before. They make a lot of cool stuff. I just don't need more stuff.
Yeah, like the Nuka-Cola from
Fallout
and the tapes and plushies and...
You want all that?
Pit Boys. I mean, some stuff. Yeah. It's like, oh, shoot. I haven't looked through it yet, but I'm like, I like these Pit Boys. Like, I have a Fallout flag already. I forgot which one. I know I don't have that red one. I have another one from one of the games I bought. All right. Next thing, South Park Snow Day has a trailer, which we've already seen the trailer, but it's coming out on Xbox in 2024. Have you seen the trailer? Does it?
Not for this one. Is this a new trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen this one.
So I'm going to play it. The volume's already off. You see Cartman talking.
This guy's wizard's hat on and his staff.
From the other games.
Mm-hmm.
The other two games, Stick of Truth and Fractured but Whole, are so much fun. So this is a four-player multiplayer, so we can play this as multiplayer madness.
Mm-hmm. It's an adventure game.
Yeah.
It's not turn-based, it doesn't look like.
Mm-mm.
Which the others are turn-based.
Right.
This looks very like button smashy.
And I think you can design your own characters. Like their costumes and whatever you want to put on them.
It does feel RPG-y though. It's definitely in that style. It looks fun to play with other people. I bet it is fun to play with other people. I bet it is not fun alone.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right.
If the price is right, maybe.
$29.99.
Yeah, That's a fair price. If we were all agreed to play it, I would be down.
It'll probably end up being free eventually because the other games end up being free.
Yeah. It looks fun. Looks fun enough.
All right. Next one. The PlayStation Plus catalog for November, they added some games on there.
I want to play Teardown real bad.
That's what I was going to bring up. I was like, Teardown's on there.
Single player, though.
Yeah, which is weird. Dead Island Riptide Definitive Edition. That's a four-player multiplayer game. That's on my list to maybe see Teardown. What's this one? Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen, Mobile Suit Gundam, and Super Liminal, and Yudin Chronicle Rising. I'm not even going to try the Ambitions something. Alternate Jake Hunter, and then River City Melee, and then some classic games they added on there. Up and Pop of the Rapper. But that one, that Teardown, was on there, which we talked about Teardown before.
Yeah, Teardown's cool.
Yeah, so that's a game that I have it downloaded, I haven't played it yet, but
I want to play it, but I'm sad that I can't play it with someone.
Yeah.
It does look cool, though.
All right, next one, the Sony lawsuit. Come on, click out of it.
You got this T ad that just won't go away.
No. So
now something else has happened.
All right, so there was a $7.9 billion lawsuit filed over in Europe, in the UK, it's for Sony on their PlayStation, on their prices. And it's basically, it looks like Sony failed to do something, so the lawsuit is going to go through. Any thoughts on? Did you look at this at all, or?
I heard a podcast that was talking about it. I mean, all I'll say is the EU is on it for things like this. They're way more harsh than the US. This could have repercussions.
Yeah. Sony allowed it to get away with charging a 30% commission on all sales in the PlayStation Store rather than charging a smaller amount and passing the savings on to consumers. So you try to get the case dismissed. Yeah, basically
saying it's anti-competitive practices.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that anything will come up, but the EU is good at shedding light on things, and I feel like it does force the hand a bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't hate it. There are so many lawsuits at any given moment over so many things, though, that it's one of those things that I don't even know how much these companies even care.
Right. All right, so one of your games, Cult of the Lambs, Sins of the Flesh Contact Update. Did you see this?
No, I haven't seen this, but I do want to say this about these games. Can you imagine? Let's roll that trailer while I run my mouth.
Okay, hold on. My
audio for the people.
Some volume. There, okay, right. It's muted now.
The DLCs have got, you got to get these. I'm talking to the developers right now. You got to get these in order. You know, I just played this game, so this is exciting. Is that all it was?
It's all it was.
Oh, it was just
there was stuff going, there was sound going in the background. You probably would recognize it from the game, but unless you played the game.
It's just a title screen that says Sins of Flesh, and right. We didn't see anything.
But they're making noise on the sound.
But here's what I'm saying. If you played that game when it came out, grab me a release date
for
Cult of the Lamb. Let's see what this says. You're on a Joy-Con now.
Oh, wait. It released last year. Let me. That's where I was hoping just to bring it up. Cult of the Lamb.
When did?
Released June 10th, 2022.
June 10th. So we're coming up on 2 years of this game being out.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on is maybe not fair. Year and a half of this game being out. If you played it when it came out, this is too long.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, as someone who played and loved this game, you're not going to be like, you know what? I should jump back in Cult of the Lamb. You're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Dredge. Like, Dredge has got DLC coming out. When it finally comes out, am I going to want to play that game again?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where I feel like you've got to get it on a release schedule that makes sense. And I know some of these developers are caught off guard by the success of their game. And so they roll their DLC out as soon as they can. And I get it. And I'm not trying to be a hard ass. And if I had a successful game, it'd probably be the same way. but there's just so much time passes. This is really for the people who are going to play this game for the first time.
Yeah.
Now, I might be close enough that this is okay because I just played it, what, last month?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still get a semi-erection over it.
And if you do want it, you can find it on Best Buy, probably other places. It is only $34.99. It's $15 off
for the
PlayStation 5 physical version.
Yep.
All right. Next thing I got for you is Nintendo's releasing 18 plus and 64 Switch, Nintendo Switch online games. So they have an app for these adult rated 18 plus games. It's only in Japan right now because of certain games like GoldenEye and then the Star Twins. They have like a, what was it, a Z rating in Japan. So you could, the only way to play those is now is going to be to use this app.
Just Nintendo making things hard. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, GoldenEye is such a big part of your legacy.
No telling. I mean, the picture here shows a bunch of other games that probably are
X-rated. Conkers.
Yeah.
It was like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yep, in a corner. The King. I don't know what that's from.
I don't know what that is either.
All right. Next one. I know you like it. Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park Classic Games Collection coming out. So again, Jurassic Park 8-bit, Jurassic Park Portable, Jurassic Park 16-bit, Jurassic Park Genesis, Jurassic Park Part 2, The Chaos Continues 16-bit, Part 2, The Chaos Continues Portable, and Rampage Edition.
Yeah, Limited Run did a super cool, did a physical release of this also. Oh, you did? Get like okay. An actual NES cartridge that was a new print. Those games are neat. I never played them back in the day, so I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
I think I own the Jurassic Park on NES, like the gray cart, but I don't have any nostalgia for them.
Oh, that was pretty cool how they're now, no telling what else they're going to do.
Hey, if you games. Do a classic collection right, I'm all for it. If you nail it like the Mega Man titles, like the Disney Afternoon Collection, if you want to get it right, the Ninja Turtles, you know, if you want to do it up, then yeah, I'm down.
We did not talk about, I did not bring it up, but the Atari 2600 release. Last week.
Yeah. The new.
Yeah. The new Atari. And then there's this thing I saw on here. It's a GameStation Pro with 200 games. Look at the. Let me open it up so you can see the.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like a, it's like any of those plug and play machines, but it's wireless.
And it's an Atari. And it's $99.99.
The GameStation Pro, it's called.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Go back to that main screen. You see that Atari acquired Atari Age. Atari Age is a forum that I was on way back in the day. There was an Atari Age and a Nintendo Age. I was on those back when I was collecting, way back when. I haven't thought about that website in forever.
Yeah, so I didn't think about this website until I saw how the system came out. I seen an unboxing of the system, and it looked, the unboxing was good. They have it really nice packaged up.
You trying to get one?
No.
Atari games suck. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
You're better off to buy that little $99 thing because about 20 minutes in, you'll be like, I don't like any of these.
Yep.
And you come at me if you want.
Or just get an emulator and you can play it all. Yeah. All right. Disney Speedstorm. It'll be Frozen, I guess, is going to be the next.
Correct.
And it comes out next week.
I've never seen Frozen.
Me neither.
Howard's response to that from the show Marshall 205 was, well, just watch it. I didn't care for that. I don't want to watch it to enjoy the game. Now, I do know who Elsa is. I know I'm aware of Elsa. I'm aware of Olaf. I'm aware of Anna. I think it's Anna.
Yes, Elsa, Anna, Olaf, Kristoff, and Hans.
I'm not aware of either of those two gentlemen. So, is it Hannah?
It says Anna.
No, it's Hans. Yeah, it's Anna, I think. Elsa and Anna.
Yeah.
And then Olaf. I'm aware of them. I've never even heard of these two guys. I didn't even know there was a guy. Are these love interests? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to be an Olaf main, if I had to guess.
I don't know. we'll see how it is. I probably won't even, might not even be playing it at that time.
Like, you think that'll be the thing that kicks you off?
I don't know. Yeah, because there's, with this pro era football.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, a friend of the show, Marshall 205, found a list of what's coming next. And it had Frozen next, but it also listed like the next three or four. And I'll tell you, you're probably not going to like a lot of them. I don't remember them, but you're not going to be pumped.
Okay.
You have 6,000 news stories just pulled up.
Just a quick one. Just some quick.
We've been going for an hour on news. I've never seen you have so much news.
We haven't been going an hour on news. No, I have had more. Thought this is pretty
cool. There's no way.
Yeah, we have. The original Life is Strange game had over 20 million players since its release of January 2015.
Friend of the show, Dan.
Yeah, love this is one of his games. I started the second game. I think I got the first two chapters in and stopped. But it was a good game.
Shout out to Don't Nod.
Yeah, it was a good game.
All right, story number 18.
Whatever. Let's see. Last of Us 2 Remastered is going to have three extra levels on it that was not in the original. And they're called Jackson Dance, Boar Hunt, and then the Sewers. So people are getting nervous about the one in the Sewers because, you know, we had the other game. In the first one, we had to go under the bus terminal and like kind of like a sewer. That was pretty a crazy one.
I don't like this. Don't add new stuff to a game that's so story-driven.
Yep, just extra chapters you can go in. So that's probably going to get the people gonna have to, if they want to play those chapters, either they're going to have to watch it on, someone play it online, or they're going to have to play it or buy the game. If you already have the remastered, so you already have part two, you just pay $10 and you can get the remastered version, unless you want a physical copy.
Yeah, this, I don't like this. Don't add, if you're a non-story game and it's about the combat or it's about the gameplay, I'm fine. But for me, I don't like this.
Now, is this going to make you want to play it?
No.
It does me.
I'll just YouTube it.
Okay.
It's a miracle I played through the game the first time.
There was the game Assassin's Creed, one of the new ones. Mirage is the new one. There was a trailer, an ad that showed up right in the middle of someone's gameplay. And Ubisoft said it was a glitch. And I have a video of, they have a video of it. So guys just running, playing.
Is this Mirage?
And it's Mirage. And then the ad pops up right when he's running.
Black and it Friday, kicks off. So I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's super intrusive.
Yeah. Just comes right in the middle of his plane.
I like how they're an accident because someone complained.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder.
Nobody, it was an issue.
I was trying to read it. I was trying to see if maybe he was streaming it and not actually just running it.
Yeah.
Because if he was streaming the game, then they might have had it. Next story is the actor who played Michael in GTA 5 got swatted while he was streaming GTA 5. There's a video of him showing, like, he gets called and he stops it and it comes back, but he got swatted.
Yeah, I hate swatting people. It's such bullshit. You've seen people get hurt from it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate everything about swatting.
Right.
Next You're a piece thing, of shit if you swat somebody.
Yep. Next one, Rockstar is scrapping the Social Club branding. Good. They're changing it.
It just needs to go away.
Yeah, it's just going to Rockstar Games members.
It was so much better than Social Club.
Yeah.
Social Club's a good name. The problem is the whole thing is dumb.
Mm-hmm. You That's can change your better. License
That's
plate.
That's the worst name.
You can see like all your stuff you're doing. That's really just an app, like it. But I use it for maybe like the first couple days when I got it, and then haven't touched it since, like four phones ago.
Yeah, Rockstar Games members is stupid. It's a worse name than Social Club, but I don't need any of it.
Yeah. Right.
Just keep my stats tied to my account. I don't need a whole separate thing.
Right. The Dredge, the Pale Reach is out. I saw that on, you can buy, did you, are you going to play it?
Probably. I went hard in the paint earlier. It's been too long, but yeah, I mean, I got fully erect when I saw you click on this.
Yeah.
If I'd have known story number 23 was so good, I wouldn't have been upset earlier. Can you not scroll lightning fast so I can read what it says?
Okay. Hold on.
You blitz by it 800 times. So that's just telling you what the game is itself. Oh, this is all the same?
Yeah. They don't have anything on the... there's a trailer.
Don't click on it.
Yeah, because look, there's a new monster.
It adds a new island. I would imagine that's correct.
Yeah, it looks like an ice island. Yeah.
That looks delightful. Oh, there's, what is that, bats?
Yep.
A demon monster? No. Mm-mm. Those are old levels. I'm sure there's new fish. Yeah, I'm going to play it because I haven't seen the orcas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to. I'll play Dredge again because I'm a sucker for Dredge. It's such a good game. If you haven't played it, give it a shot.
Yeah, definitely.
Watch a video if you haven't played it. If it looks like it's your thing, if you like a loop, it's a good game. The Pale Reach. What is it, like $8?
Yeah, I think it was like $7.99 for it.
Yeah,
we had to hit by now.
Hit learn more. Because buy now is going to make you want to try buy that. Well, that's literally no help at all.
No, because that's just going straight into.
And buy the game. That buy now is going to do it too. It's fine. Mm-hmm. All right. What else we got?
Last thing.
28 and a half.
No, 31. Our favorite segment, our new segment, Lego.
We talked about Lego in the beginning. This episode's been all over the place.
I know. It's been, well, you decided to talk about some stuff. So the Bricklink series, which they just announced the season or the series 3. So I've showed you one. This is one that's got the Snack Shack on it. You said you liked.
Yep.
And I like this Persian Street Corner. I like
the general store as well.
Yeah, actually, I would like to get three of them, but you're only allowed to buy two. I'm going to have someone else buy those other ones. Series 2, which I don't remember if I showed you Series 2 or we just talked about it. Oh, come on. Here it is. Yeah, the train.
Oh, you showed me because that one looks like a Smurf house to me.
Yeah, the only one I like here is the Brick Cross and Train one.
Yeah.
I do like the train too, but the Brick Cross one. Now, here's the Series 3. If you want to check what we're looking at, just go to bricklink.com and you'll see the Insiders Designer Program.
BRICKLINK.
Yep. So there's a Harbor Office. I can maximize it if you need me to.
No, that looks cool.
The Art of Chocolate looks amazing.
It looks cool. It folds open though.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixed feelings about those.
I do like the Forest Stronghold.
Don't like that one at all.
Camping Adventure.
Love the Camping Adventure. Love, love, love it. It's so simple. It's so elegant. That's the kind of set that looks good on a damn shelf. It looks like Lego.
And it looks like you.
Yeah, that does look like me, which I don't hate. And anyone who's like, of course, looks like Lego, it's Lego. Fuck you. Some stuff doesn't look like Lego.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good. That's a beautiful set. I love everything about it. It's also small. It should be affordable. It's a good set. What's that last one?
The last one is a Lost City.
No, it's fine. It's good. The Lost Chocolate is a great looking set. I don't know how I feel about the ones that fold open.
I like the front of it.
So I love the Up House.
Yeah.
But you know, the Up House doesn't have a back on it. And I just saw a TikTok tonight where there's someone uploaded the pieces to buy for the back of the house and instruction booklet for it.
Mm.
And it's got me thinking I would buy that kit and then buy the add-ons and actually put that together because I love that Up House.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
I'll send you the TikTok. You have TikTok, right?
No.
It still pulls it up if you click on it, right?
Yeah, I can still see video.
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to you so you can watch that video. He tells you where to get it from and what it's called for the back. I don't like that Stronghold, but I get why you like it because it's got that old vibe.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite, like the night sets. All right. Well, that's all I had for today. Do you have anything?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Well, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at GameStitch at Hoffman Show. Let me know what you bought for Black Friday or if you see any sales or something that you think we'd be interested in come across. Definitely tweet at us. Let us know. That was episode 566. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.